Blog Talk Radio.
Can you guys hear me? First things first, I need to know if you can hear me talking. Okay? Can you hear me? Somebody say yes. Somebody say, where's Jenny? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Okay, cool. There we go. Thank you, John. Thank you, Anne. Because I don't know, guys. If I don't get any feedback, I have no idea if you can hear me or not. Thank you, Cookie. Yes, it's important to get that feedback. So now that we have the feedback, welcome to the Sunday Gospel Show. We have got some great music. You know, John was just right on his toes when he was sending stuff, and it got my brain going, so I picked up some more stuff, and I doubt if I'll play all of it. I won't have time, but that's okay. We'll play what we've got, and then there's always next show. So for right now, let's go into something we haven't heard. Not the song, but we haven't heard this version of it. This is Pentatonix, How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder that piled throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior
God, God
to thee.
Because it takes all of us. It takes all of us to make a world. They're part of it. You know what? I'm going to play something, another something that John didn't send me today, but I don't know. It just came into my head and I need to play it. Now, I know this is one of Elvis' favorites. I know it's one of John's favorites. I know it's one of y'all favorites. It's one of my favorites. So I'm going to play it.
If they do
it
by themselves.
You're going to recognize it.
It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. All the
Yeah. Something just said I had to play that. So I know it touched me because I just wanted to hear it so much. I hope it touched somebody else out there because there's some reason that I was told to play that song. And maybe there are a lot of us that needed to hear that. Yeah. Wonderful. Just wonderful. All right, here's a song that John sent me this morning. And Elvis did this live once, and it is on a bootleg album, but it's not someplace that you can just pick it up and play it. But when this gal does it, you can. Her name is Hannah McKee. There's room at the cross for you. We all know why there's room at the cross. We all know what the cross means. We all know that it wasn't actually a cross because the normal mode of execution at that point was a stake in the ground that the condemned were fastened to with their hands above their heads. And they hung there until they suffocated because their lungs couldn't take the pressure. Now, I want to I want to read some scripture so that we know why there's room at the cross. We all know how Jesus died. We know that the curtain in the temple was torn asunder when darkness covered the earth. Now I'm going to read Matthew chapter 28, just as far as it feels like I should, starting with chapter 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angels of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And a few verses later, I'm going to read the Great Commission that Jesus gave the disciples. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So guys, that's why there's room at the cross for everybody, because Jesus died and made it so. And you gotta stop and think for a second. What was that death like? Could we have done that? Would we have been willing to do that? I don't know. Would we have had the courage to die in that fashion, even knowing that it would save all of God's children in the world that wanted to be saved? That took something special. It really did. And I just don't know how many of us have faith strong enough to be able to do that. I don't know if my faith would be strong enough to do that. I would pray that it would be, but I don't know for sure. And I hope, please God, that the day never comes I have to find out. It may. I don't know. We don't know, none of us. But Jesus did it willingly, completely willingly. And he had the two thieves that died next to him on either side. One was repentant. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The other one just scoffed. Says, "You can't even save yourself. How can you save us?" But Jesus didn't say anything to him. I'm sure he found out what his words meant very shortly. And then the skies darkened. But on that resurrection morning, it was bright. It was sunshine. The stone caused an earthquake when the angel rolled it away. And anyone paying attention, if they were part of Jesus' family and had heard his message, would know what that meant. And all of his disciples, once they heard, would be filled with joy. Only Thomas doubted. And how did Jesus take care of that doubt? By having Thomas touch the wound in his side where the soldier had run the sword into him. Thomas had to have it proved to him, but the doubt went away. And Jesus was willing to do whatever it took to make Thomas' doubt go away. The others had no doubt. They all believed, and they began to spread the word of the gospel. The wonderful word of hope and promise that we have, even now, to look forward to. Don't ever discount it. It's the most important thing that has ever happened. On a par with his birth, because if he'd never been born, he never would have been able to die for our sins. So both of those were equally important. They both had to happen. And he was born even knowing how he would die. And he was willing. He even had a moment of doubt. Jesus Christ himself asked the Father that if it were possible, please take this cup from me. But nevertheless, thy will, not mine. And when they came for him, he went willingly, knowing how he was going to die. And he went through all of that so that there might be that morning of resurrection, that morning of hope and promise and joy. Don't discount it. It's still there and it's still real. And it's for all of us, each and every one. So here's a song that Elvis sang. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and nearer my God to thee.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to JD hit the basement. That's great. All right, here's one that never ceases to amaze me when I hear it. Guy Penrod, Then Came the Morning.
Proud of you, buddy.
They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow.
Oh,
totally fantastic. Yes, that morning, that blessed, blessed morning. Wow. And he has the voice to be able to let us all know that message. I think that's fantastic. I love listening to him sing that song. And there are a few other songs I love hearing him sing, and we do have another one that John sent us that we will hear in a little bit. Right now, I've got Marilla Ness, and she's going to sing My God Loves Me. Has an absolutely superb voice. Love singing with her when she sings something I know. Love listening to her when she sings something I don't know. And I think every one of you guys feels the same. We did a special with her a couple weeks ago. Eloise Saman. And she's singing I Know Exactly.
Do you know, Lord, who I am? Do you know where I come from? Have you seen what I've done with my life? How can you even look at me when I can't stand the sight of me? Have you seen how I've messed up my life? Broken dreams surround my soul. Cries for help, please, someone make me whole. My God, I'm so alone. My Lord, what have I done? Guilt that shatters my spirit. Jesus, is there any way out of it? Someone please take my life and change it. Do you know, Lord, the depths of my heart? Long to be loved, then torn apart. Stumbling through the days, fake smile on my face. Broken spirit, is there any hope? Filled with despair, is there anyone out there? My thoughts are in shambles, what have I done? Then I heard the voice of God as He spoke straight into my heart. Can I tell you exactly what I think of you? Then I heard the voice of God as He spoke straight into my heart. Can I tell you exactly how I feel about you? Oh yes, I know who you are, 'cause I'm the one who created you. And I know what you've done with your life. I've always had my eye on you. Although you hate yourself, I've always loved you. And I'm that someone with the power to change your life. Your broken dreams, just bring them to me, 'cause I'm the healer of your soul. Your cries for help, my grace, will turn into tears of joy. No more stumbling through your days, 'cause my mercy will shine upon your face. Your broken spirit will be healed by the breath of my voice. Your King of Kings, your Lord of Lords, trust me, my child, I'll deliver you. I'll dress you in a robe of light, give you the keys to heaven's side. 'Cause I'm your God, yes, I'm your Creator, the one who is, was, and is to come. Just come to me, I know exactly who you are.
She actually had something besides just the guitar that time. But that was awesome. That was awesome. She's good. Oh, she's so good. Okay, hey, how about Sister Rosetta? Anybody want to hear Sister Rosetta? No, you don't want to hear Sister Rosetta. No, I'll play Johnny Cash. I'm only joking. I'm only joking. John sent Sister Rosetta, This Train.
This train is a clean train. This train this train. Don't pull no wankers, this train. I said this train. Don't pull no wankers, this train. No crap shooter and no whiskey drinkers. It's a clean train, this train. You know this train. Don't pull no jokers, this train. This train. Don't pull no jokers, this train. No tobacco chewers and no cigar smokers, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. Let's ride the train. This train is on the way to glory. This train. Yeah, this train.
Resist. I just could not resist this. Johnny Cash. And he's on the train too.
We're gonna ride the Bible train now. No, some won't ride, but we're gonna get on the Bible train. Some ride, but not all the way. The Bible train is in the yard now and it's waiting, and oh, it looks so good. But you might get bored and impatient waiting like those two good brothers over there. They passed around the bottle in the car before they got on the train. Just want to take one more for the road, and that leads to something else. Well, they ain't on the train no more, and maybe 9 or 10 got off with them.
There's a sister in the church, and she says to her friend, "Your husband works at night, and so does mine. Why don't we just get together sometime when they're gone, go downtown, find us some action?"
Well, then they got to get off the Bible train. And then another man, he's sitting over there looking at a woman in the corner, and he gives her that eye, you know, and they meet later secretly. So they got to get off. This train's got a rule against adultery. And while all this is happening, the train is getting ready to go. But there's a lot more to get off for different reasons just before the train pulls out. But listen, it's starting to move now. Listen to it. Here we go. As it leaves, a man on a caboose with a long white beard says, "This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Nobody ride it but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is a free train, this train. This train is a free train, this train. This train is a free train. Everybody rides in Jesus' name. This train is a free train, this train. This train, don't pull no liars, this train. This train, don't pull no liars, this train. This train, don't pull no liars, no bald pretenders and no backbiters. This train, don't pull no liars, this train. This train is a clean train, this train. This train is a clean train, this train. This train is a clean train.
Everybody rides it in Jesus' name. This train is a clean train. This train.
Do you want to ride it, children? This holy train. Do you want to ride it, children? This righteous train. Get on board.
Gotta love it. You just gotta love it. That stuff just gets you moving, gets you having fun, gets you thinking. Hey, you know, this glory stuff is kind of cool. We like it. We like it. Okay, I'm gonna play E. Doing. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because I love the way he sings that song. Well, maybe not that way, huh? This computer sometimes. I know it's in there because I saw it. And it's saying, I don't know what you want. What is wrong with you? Okay, there it is right there. I have no idea what I did wrong. It's the same. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here it is. I found it. Oh, how I love Jesus. Tell by the piano that's what they class as a home recording, even if it was in the rehearsal hall at a piano. It's still fun. Doesn't matter. It's still fun. Okay. How about JD? Y'all want to hear JD again? And this is one that JD sings. This is wonderful. John sent this to me this morning, and I don't know why we don't play this more often. It's wonderful. Wayfaring Stranger.
Ooh.
kind of had to let it sit and ruminate for a minute. Because that's just, you listen to that and it just kind of takes you away somewhere. I'm not sure where, but it's hard to come back from. Because you just want to, you want it to go on and on and on. You do. It's just so good. He kind of chews on the gravel. You know what I mean? Well, if you don't know what I mean, I can't explain it any better. So that's just the way it is. Okay, how about The Old Rugged Cross? I love that song. My Grandma Ward and I used to sing that when I would stay with her. She played the piano. And she didn't know how to read music, but she played that piano. I tell you, it was great. I loved going to her house for that reason. It was fantastic. We didn't turn the TV on. We played the piano and sang hymns. It was fun. This is Alabama, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Well, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, oh yeah, till my trophies at last I lay down. You know, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, and forever his glory I'll share. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
Yeah, I love that song. It's fantastic. Hey, John sent us a song that I know a lot of you know and a lot of you love it. This is Alison Durham Spear singing Sweet Beulah Land. Is a country star, has been for many, many years, and I am finding out over the past few years how much he loved gospel music. He did a lot of gospel music, and here's another one. John sent Sweet Hour of Prayer.
My Father's throne. and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour.
Such a nice mellow voice for gospel music. It's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. And another nice voice is Guy Penrod. John sent this for us. I'm gonna sing.
Carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sound that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me.
It's a song that'll carry a message along through the densest of foggy night. And a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me.
Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that threw us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I've got to follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm
down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet attitude, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet attitude, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music to carry the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds and the black people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet attitude, he is coming soon for a shooter like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet attitude, he is coming soon for a shooter like you and me.
Boy, they just get that music moving, don't they? Your feet start tapping, you start doing the chair dance, and it's great. It's speaking of chair dancing, how about the Million Dollar Quartet? John sent this, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Fell then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Just a little talk with my Jesus, gonna make it right.
Have a little talk with Jesus.
I'll
tell him all about my troubles.
He will hear our faint crying, and he will answer. Well, when you will feel a little fragile, turning, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. He wrote my name above and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus, gonna make it right.
Oh, let us have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
Now he will.
He'll hear our faintest cry.
You know he will.
Fire is a burning. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right.
Yes, sir.
Cry,
and you know he will
answer by and by.
Now, but when you
little prayer wheel a turning in the hand. And know a little fire is a burning.
And let us
have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right.
You gotta love that. And those guys were just dinking around. Isn't that amazing? You get together and just start playing music. You have a good time. And it sounds great. And you have fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, here's another one that John sent. Dottie Rambo. Holy Hills of Heaven.
The Holy Spirit of heaven calling to mansion bright across the sea, when upon flame and crown the heaven.
Love.
song. That's nice. You can just sit there and yep, you bop to it. It's great. Okay, here's another one that John sent. The McCameys. Tell me the story of Jesus.
Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Jesus,
Well, there's an ending for you. Simple, full, concise. I love it. Okay, cool. All right. But John knows I love yodeling. I'm getting better at it. I can't say I can yodel yet, but I'm getting better at it. I hit it every once in a while. Here is Janet McBride, Gospel Yodel.
My destiny is heaven, I'm here to say. I've made my reservations and I'll soon be on my way. I can't wait to hear the angel voices when they sing. I'll do the gospel yodel and make the heavens ring.
Let's do another Sister Rosetta. Let's see, what one is this? Yes, John sent this one too. We all love Sister Rosetta. Oh my goodness gosh. Here is Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work until the close of the day, oh yes, I shall see the bright King and His beauty. The last mile of the way. When I go the last mile of the way, oh yes, I shall rest at the close. Of the way.
if I seek for his sheep going astray. And I'm sure he will show me his glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I shall rest at the close of the day.
God love that lady. There is nobody like her. And there never will be again. One of a kind. Fantastic. Something to aspire to, which Elvis did. He was influenced by her. And that's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes. Hey, how about some Dolly Parton? Power in the Blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King?
Blood boiling, you betcha. And you know, tomorrow is Labor Day, and it's getting closer to September 11th. We all remember what happened on September 11th. And Alan Jackson released a song about that day, and I'm going to play that now. Where were you when the world stopped turning?
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset first time in ages, to speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man.
Yeah, that song makes you think about that day, doesn't it? I remember that day. I'd been on vacation at my aunt's house in Spokane. I'd been up there for a week, was due to come home the next day. Didn't know if I was going to get home. Then I got a phone call that my father-in-law had died of a heart attack. It was a really crummy day, you know, and you could use a lot stronger expletives for that day. Many people were feeling things much more drastic, more painful, and all you could think about was there was nothing you could do to help them. And being stuck up in Spokane, there's nothing I could do to help my husband. It was his dad that died. That old man was awesome. He was awesome. I only met him twice, but We used to write letters when I was in high school. Yeah, I felt the loss that day from him dying. And you watch over and over and over the towers coming down. And you think about what those people are feeling who watched, knowing that their loved ones were in those towers or in the plane. And all you can do is thank God that you weren't in that particular situation. Even if you had something else you were dealing with, all you could do is thank God you weren't there. We got through it. In many, many ways, we are stronger. But that sadness is still there. That sadness, that uncertainty is never going to go away. And that's the sad part, because we had been violated. And that will never heal. That will never go away. Maybe that's a good thing. Be on the watch. Be ready. Don't know what we can do, but watch for it and be ready. I'm going to follow that up right now with Christy Lane, Footprints in the Sand.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, when across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life, and this really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why in the troubled time I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
I love that song. That song can get you through a lot. And it did. But hey, you know what? It's almost that time again, kids. I've enjoyed today. I thank you for joining me for church. I thank you for respecting that it was church. And I hope that it blessed you. I hope you got something from the music. That music is inspired by God for those that wrote it and for those that sang it and for those that listened to it. So it's a like a circle. Circles are good. Circles never really end. They just keep on going. So, hey, give some of the joy you garnered today to someone you see, even if it's a smile at the grocery store. You'd be amazed how that might change somebody's day. Smiles are great things. They're special, and they're great for sharing because they don't cost you anything to give away. Think about it. Smile at somebody today. Bet they smile back. Hey, guys, you know, I thank everybody that was in the chat today. Thank you for being to church with me today. I thank everybody out in internet land that was listening. I want to say hi to my brother Tim because I know he's listening. And it blesses him. And I'm so happy for that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. And I hope you enjoyed it. I want your hearts to be blessed. That's what gospel music's for. You know? Feel good and go out and share it. Just share it. Okay? So, until I see you again, which will be Tuesday. And, yeah, we got more good stuff coming Tuesday. Come on over and see. You're going to like it. It's going to be fun. Hey, guys, so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Share it with somebody. Stay safe. Stay well. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? And understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun
Thank you. Good night.
They have the intro.
Just sing the melody.
My secret sins, I do.